Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jam's Friday Friends.
It is not. Has absolutely nothing. Nothing to do with the fact that I've only an hour left on the show. On the line now, the two Johnnies, they are this week's Jen's Friends. Lads, how's the bleeding going?
Unbelievable. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. How's things?
Ash, we're hanging in there, Jen. You know yourself, pulling away there like a small digger, yeah.
Listen, Jen's friends are friends for life. I mean, we know that. But on Wednesday, we were talking about how experts say that there is nothing wrong in letting a friendship end. Now, Johnny Smacks, how important is it to cull the list of friends at different times in your life?
100%, Jen. Very important to be culling the friends list, particularly if, for example, you had an upcoming wedding. You know, your own wedding and you're planning on guests. It's very important to fall out.
This hypothetical.
I'm just talking about this hypothetically. This is definitely nothing got to do with my upcoming nuptials. But I can guarantee you it is important to just fall out with everyone in the lead up to the wedding. Particularly depending on the price per head of the meal. So
What number are you at now?
Well, for the wedding? I mean, COVID-wise, initially we were at around 260.
Jesus.
I'm hoping to fall out with at least another 60 people, you know, so I can get below the 200 mark. So if anyone, you know, if I fall out with anyone that's listening in the next few months, you'll know why. And just please be understanding.
Hang on. Smacks, is there anyone you'd like to fall out with live on the radio now? Do you want to insult someone?
Just a few lads from the GA club. Look, lads, you know what I mean? You've been good friends. I grew up with you and all that. But like, you know, I think it's 80 quid ahead. You know, I don't think you cover it.
You're so mean. That is awful. Johnny B, you'd never do something like that, would you?
Absolutely would. You know it, Jen.
You'd get married in the backyard if you thought you'd get away with it, Jen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're the scabby one. Listen, Johnny B, what do you think? What do you think are the differences between male and female friendships?
You have to have them both, I think. Lads, having other lads that you can chat with, Jen, an old chat now over a pint, or maybe in the car when you pull up and you say, oh, I must get out now, and then you sit there for about 4 hours talking. That's when lads need to bounce things off each other. The things you're not sure about that you couldn't talk to your missus about. Like, you know, lads would be like, oh, do you know, I recently found myself, you know, kind of getting an erection watching the Great British Bake Off. Like, would that be normal, you know? Like, you couldn't be asking people that in public. So then you also need the female's perspective. Being like, jeez, you know, do women like it when I wear Snickers pants around the house, even though I'm not a real tradesman, you know, just kind of swinging the hammer around? Or, you know, the girls like it now when I be like licking their ear and stuff. You know, you'd have to have you need the both kinds of friends,
balance.
I reckon, are very
balanced. You need balance. Have you many female friends, Johnny Smacks?
No, Jen. We actually only have each other. We don't even have actual friends.
Do you know what I said to Leo when I got married?
Well,
I'm your friends now.
Not
romantic.
You don't need any more friends.
Nobody else. I'm your friends now, and that's the end of it. Listen, on Monday and Tuesday, we were told.
Did you get married in North Korea?
Monaghan. Same thing. On Monday and Tuesday, we were talking about body hair. I'm interested to talk to you two about this. Johnny B, you used to go around looking like Captain Caveman. But would you be put off if a girl grew her leg or armpit hair? How'd you feel about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Jen, I'm not Moses. I can't handle the burning bush.
Right. You know what
I
mean?
There's a crowd here in Tipperary. We call them the anti-waxers.
Okay.
Dangerous people, you know what I mean? There's stories going around. There was one in town there. She had there's a bush there apparently, and fellas went into it and they never came out of it, Jen.
Yeah. I think I heard that story.
Well, there's talks that some fellas were still inside in it.
So you're a no to the body hair?
Well, yeah, look, there's a cousin of mine, Jackie Bryan. He cuts the hedges on the roads, and himself and Parik are available to hire if anyone has a
bush issues.
If you have a partner in your life now and she's not taking the hint, you can ring Jackie Bryan.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me ask you this then. What about the men's grooming on the two of you? Do you both, if you don't like it, do you both trim it all off down there?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what do you go for? What?
Keep your friends close and your fades closer.
Gotcha. Do you do each other?
Andy?
Sometimes we do each other, but, you know, only if we're on holidays. No, we do. We bought Manscaped, Jen. It's very important. You know, a fella told me ages ago, if you shave your armpits, that you won't sweat as much. So we tried it and it's been working for us. But I would just advise men, don't shave with, like, you know, your missus's razor, you know, the Mac 3 things, because they will leave a rash. And I can tell you, a friend of mine, definitely not myself.
Definitely not you. Yeah, go on.
Definitely not me. Shaved his armpits, came out in a rash. And I tell you, you know, he was putting talcum powder on for weeks.
You're getting it all wrong. Situation. Come here. I'm so glad you're getting married soon, because you're getting everything arseways. First of all, bodily hair regulates your temperature, so it's better for sweat. So your mate that told you it's good for sweat is you need to tell him he's acting the bollocks, right? So that is a total lie. Talcum powder is not great if you have a rash. Where's your Sudocrem?
You couldn't be putting that in the armpits, Jen. You know what I mean? It look nasty inside the t-shirt.
Listen, I have to move on. You don't. Okay, so you're not into bodily hair, but at all on the missus or yourselves, and you do each other on holiday.
The thing is, Jen, sometimes, you know, like when you're playing a hurling match, for instance,
the grass
has to be a certain length. You know what I mean? And if the grass is too long, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can't play at a match, or sometimes you do play at a match and it's kind of substandard. You can't get up to, you know, some of the normal, you know, finesse that you normally would during a match. So I'd say keep the grass cut.
Gotcha. Okay, good tip. Talking to strangers on Wednesday, we talked about the benefits of meeting and talking to strangers. Now, Johnny B, you love it.
I do, Jen. I love talking to strangers. My favourite hobby in America was getting Ubers. There's places I could have walked to and I'd get an Uber just to chat with lads. And there'd be a load of African lads, and I always asked them, like, what's the African version of trad music? And so I was really brushing up on me kind of Zambian dance and all. And then I'd be showing them the likes of the Botti Band and Sharon Shannon. And sure, by the time you get to River, there were times I'd tell lads, just stay going. I don't care where we're going, we'll just stay going.
Were you that lad just driving up and down McLean Avenue in an Uber? Was that you?
McLean Avenue in Katona.
Yeah.
Jen, I never got out of the car the whole week. Just dropped me from one pub to the other. I was delighted.
I have to say, Jen, it's not that enjoyable for me sitting in the back seat when I'm trying to get a bit of sleep and Johnny is, you know, singing songs with the Uber driver. It's not the perfect hangover cure.
Yeah, because you're not really into it. Yeah, you're probably a bit like myself. You like to get into the back of the taxi and say nothing.
Yeah, I'd almost ask the driver, please don't talk to me. Dublin taxi drivers are the best. I got in one day. I met one lad who was actually sound. He gave me two Panadol and a bottle of water. And he said, I'll shut up. I said, that sounds like a plan. But yeah, Jen, I'm lucky to have Johnny, because he talks to the strangers. And then he'll give me a nod and say, look, these lads are sound if you want to come over and have a chat. Or else he might give me that look that's like, stay away. They're gangsters, you know?
No, I've met taxi drivers that have ended up going for a pint with.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. And I remember... I was in Derry and I was getting a tour and they said, you can't go on the tour unless there's four people. And I just kept talking to your man and eventually he was like, right, come on, the two of us will go. So we went.
You broke him down.
I broke him down and the tour took 2 hours. And then for the finish, he said, honestly, do you want to come for a pint? It was great.
That is great. And we had our caller of the week, Lacey, had an amazing experience chatting to Nelwyn on a train. Ended up knowing her grandparents. So you never know where it's going to take you. To a pub in Derry, did you say? Were you in Derry? Where did you go? Lovely. Well, listen, back home now for a second. I want to talk about standing in a gap, right? Because we had a great laugh. No, we had a great laugh during the week with Maura Duran. Did you hear this? She was getting chased by a bull and she videoed herself. I have a little clip. I need to play for you. I don't know if you've seen it, but this is Maura Duran.
We're trying to get them to go over to another field.
Maura Duran getting chased by a bull. She's saying, ha, ha, ha. That's her animal call. She also videoed the whole thing. But I need to ask you, Johnny Smacks, what is your track record on farm jobs like that?
Just hearing the audio of Maura Duran there and not being able to see the video, you wouldn't have a clue what's going on.
No.
sounded like she was talking to Dahi O'Shea.
Hang on, let's have a quick listen again.
We're trying to get them to go over to another field.
Dahi, where's Dahi? Huh? I mean, she sounds like that to me all the time in the telly. You're absolutely right. Bang on. But that is her. That's her animal call. But what is your animal call? Because we had people texting in voice notes.
She,
people say it differently in different parts of the country.
She needs to work on that. You see, it's different, Jen, if it's cows or calves. Not that I know much about farming, but I did have an experience recently where I had to help herself's owl lad. You know, he was bringing calves out to the field.
Mm.
And he was like, look, I need you to fill a gap. So obviously I put on my best white runners and went down the farm. Because, you know, I'm a townie. I don't have like farming attire. And it was my job to fill the top left-hand corner. But the calves start freaking out when they got in the field. I'd never seen anything. I was a little bit scared. They all ran towards me. So I just done like something similar to what Maura did, but my shout was a bit better. Mine was more kind of like, run, run, run.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Good.
But seemingly you're not supposed to shout like that at calves, because that scares them. I didn't know that. The calves start freaking out even more. And then for a finish, I was chasing this one calf, and I said, I'm not going to let him get the bear. And I went across three fields. I was like James Bond, Jen. I was running, sprinting. I didn't have a slow-mo camera. I was rolling under fences the whole lot. I eventually got him. But yeah, lesson learned. Don't shout at calves. You're meant to kind of go like, ksh, ksh, something
right.
like that. Like you're letting air over tire.
Right, but how were the white runners?
They went into the bin after it, Jen.
Wrecked. I'd be fuming.
I sent the invoice to the father-in-law.
Good on you. That'll go well. That marriage. Yeah. That'll, you know, there'll be no trouble there. Johnny B, what about you? How are you? I mean, I would say you're pretty handy, because the last time you were in here with me, you were telling me about taking a dump in a field out in nature. Remember, you're quite one with nature, aren't you? You're quite...
Well, that wasn't farming. That was just a weekend in Wicklow. But my call for cows is more like, suck, 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 you know?
That's also the call he does, Jen, when he used to be in coppers.
That's very different. A lot of thought and effort. Where did you get that now? Did you hear that somewhere on the telly or something?
I did, yeah. That's what they say just before they say last orders in Boston. They say that as well. All right there, folks, play. Sook, 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 sook. No, that's a lot of farmers will tell you they go for the sook, sook, sook.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, my producer, John, they're agreeing. Yes, a lot go for that. We'll just hear more one more time, because I just love this piece of audio. Hang on a sec.
We're trying to get them to go over to another field.
I mean, it's not as effective. I mean, where do the... Ha, 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 ha. She could be doing anything.
Hey, listen, what goes on behind the scenes on the Today Show, you know, should really remain, you know, in between those walls.
Oh, we have to say we love Maura. Listen, loads of texts in the other day. I think it was yesterday. They accused me of man bashing, because I like to do it sometimes, you know, because we were talking about this CSO figure that it actually proved straight men do nothing around the house. Apart from the garden. Now, Johnny B, why are straight lads useless at helping around the house?
I wouldn't believe those CSO. I seen that television show, CSO Miami. Load of rubbish. Say that now. taking off, putting on sunglasses. Load of stutter.
You can't get out of it. It's fact now. It's just confirmed. Yeah. Nobody was surprised, Johnny. Let me just tell you, Johnny B, nobody was surprised by this figure, except for all the 90% of blokes who were doing nothing. They seem to be surprised.
Hang on. You're looking at lads there. You want us to build a house, then you want us to clean the house. Which is it like?
Both. All of it. I want you to...
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is it?
What do you do in the house then? Tell me. What's the level of chores you get done?
Myself and the dog have something in common. We're afraid of the Hoover. Right? Jen, when I was a young fella, a Hoover fell on me. And I've been afraid to go near one
Stop it. You can't use that one. No.
It's true. Yeah, it is. I got hit in the head by a Mr. Sheen.
You did not.
Yeah, and I've been scared stiff of the rag and Sif. I tell you, if I saw Sif now, I could go into some sort of shock. I could stiffen up and they'd have to call the Order of Malta or something to get me out of here, Jen.
Useless. Absolutely useless. Max, you're famously well into a bit of ironing.
Yeah, I love my housework, Jen. You know, roles are reversed in my house. You know what I mean? I do the ironing, I do the hoovering, you know, I clean down all the worktops, and then, you know, Annie puts in the light bulbs, does the grass, you know, digs the holes. Last weekend she fenced the whole garden. I had fair play to her. I made her coffee twice. So, I mean, you know, I'm pulling my weight, Jen, in that house.
You are. You're doing well. Listen to me. Before I let yous go, We've big news because I'm taking some time off next week, and you two lunatics are going to be in here taking over the show.
Yeah, Jen, I swear to God, but
Jen, there won't be a radio station to come back to. I'm terrified.
You ever see when Father Ted lets Dougal do a funeral?
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's you. So what have you got? What have you got planned, lads? Nothing.
There's no plan.
So you're just going to come in here and see how it goes, like?
We're going to just swag it out, Jen. You know what I mean?
I'm bringing the parish priests.
Lovely. That'll go down well. Lovely. Yeah, okay, so Johnny Smacks, what are you bringing?
A lot of energy, Jen, and Baraka tablets.
Okay.
We're going to take a load of Baraka's before going on air and just see what happens.
Okay, well, listen, I know you guys like to practice your radio voice sometimes.
Yeah. You want to, all right? Yeah, come on in live.
Yeah, you'll listen to the two Johnnies here ruining national radio one day at a time.
Very good. Okay, so does one of you want to say that's it for Jen's Friends? We'll see you next week. And then the other one can introduce Lauryn Hill Doo-Wop, my next song. Do you want to try that? Go on.
Who? Lauryn Hill?
Yeah, Lauryn Hill Doo-Wop. We're going old school.
Lauryn Hill, sorry.
Yeah, that was Jen's Friends. Coming up next, what's up next, John?
Yeah, coming up next, John, is Lauryn Hill.
The sound of the nation. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.